Okay, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. Nirali Apidisa Begumara. We have a Gemara. Amar Alava Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. They say about Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, Shem Espalal Achola, when you daven for a sick person, Haya Omer, Zechai, this person's going to live and this person's going to die. This story is also tzaddikim today that they say, it's not happening. Straight out. It's not happening. Zechai Vezemes. You'd be able to say, when he was down for a chola, which person who Hashem will save, which person will not, Hashem not save. Amar lo, minayin atei yodei. How do you know? Amar im tfilasish. So that question, how do you know? So, oh, he's a big tzaddik, right? That every tzaddik, they systematically understand things. Nothing just comes stam to them. They systematically understand things. So they say, how do you know? Im tfilasish shkur b'fi imukubelet. That if the tefillah is shkur b'fi, what's shkur b'fi? So how do you guys explain if the tefillah is shkur b'fi? So on a very loose translation,
it comes out easy,
right? It's easy, if it flows on my mouth, then the tefillah is mekubelet. That's how most people read the Gemara. And the idea is that if it's flowing, then like Hashem is accepting my tefillah, and he's agreeing to me, right? But lechor mila shkur b'fi ain't a muvan. If you look a little close at shkur b'fi, it's not understood. Hayelo lomar im tefillah se yotzim et pi b'li gimgum, that the tefillah flows out of my lips without gimgum, without the stuttering, without the hesitation, right? Biyadushi mukubel. Then I know that it's accepted. What does it mean that it's shkur b'fi? Shkur. You know when the Gemara uses shkur b'fi, that when you learn a sugi, you should chaz it so much that it's shkur b'fi, that it's familiar to you, that it's familiar in your mouth, and you're able to say out the Gemara very well. That's what shkur b'fi means. And that's not the proper usage of l'chora here. L'chora, it says that it just flows out, but it doesn't mean that it's something that it's, how do you English translation shkur b'fi, that it's familiar to my lips. A tefillah that's familiar to my lips, what does that have to do with anything? Acha inyan, here we go, one of the biggest yisodos of tefillah here. Everything, world history, everything that's going to happen, every person getting sick who is healed or not healed, it was all destined from the beginning of creation, from the Koch Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Va'achar kach, kisha'ala b'rtzona ha'pasha libara. This whole world is just about Hashem bringing from the potential to the actual. That's the whole world. And everything that will be, if I will get parnasa or not get parnasa, if I will be sick or not sick, it was already. It was already destined. It was already in this capsule of potential of the world. And there's no changing in the world. Right, this is not a grape shot for like somebody who says, how could it be if Hashem knows everything, having to be a free choice? Leave that question for now.
I was just saying that I'm not trying to feel yourself to make, let's say, $20,000, and you just sit in your house the whole year, then you're going to make
$20,000. That's a good point. Ki kol zot Hashem understood that Ploni Sheba Ploni is going to be sick, but this tzaddik is going to daven for him, and he's going to get better. Meaning, it was all part of the plan. And that's what it means, that when the very disturbing Gemara about Nivamos, that Hashem made the Imos Akoros. Why? Because Hashem longs for the tefillah of tzaddikim. What does that mean? Hashem longs for the tefillah of tzaddikim. It means that the tefillah of the tzaddikim are a unfolding of Hashem's potential about how He wanted the world to look. I wanted that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu should daven for this person. I wanted for the Kloisenberger Rebbe to be daven for this person. And the rest is just unfolding of the whole world. And therefore, when a tzaddik davens, he's unfolding the potential of creation. That's what a tzaddik is doing. And therefore, brings tonic to the makom that he's able to bring down the what he wanted to create in this world. And that's a very important yisod. There's two parts of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's two aspects of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The eminence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu and the transcendence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The transcendence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the never-changing creator of the world, he doesn't get happy, he doesn't get sad, he doesn't care about a tefillah. He's not changed. Ani Hashem lo shaniti. But then there's Hashem's malchus in this world, of Hashem's kingship in this world, and that depends very much upon us. Whether we're going to bring Hashem's malchus in this world. That's the eminence of Hashem. But the transcendence of Hashem, infinite, we have nothing to give, we have nothing to take, nothing. But the malchus of Hashem in this world depends on us. Therefore, when a tzaddik davens and he's playing the original script of creation, it brings a Kadosh Baruch Hu tonic that his malchus is able to be in this world. The way he wanted to create the world, right? It's like when a Rebbe, he tries so hard at a Talmud, and finally he's waking up and he's davening. The Rebbe's happy because he understood that unlocked potential is, you know, getting out. So Soto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees things in the world going right, oh, the tzaddik's davening for this and this person, that's what I wanted in creation. That's what I wanted to happen. The reason why I made Sarah and Rachel Karos and Rivka, because I wanted them to daven. They're playing the plan of creation. That's what the Rebbe wanted. These are besvarim. Atam shanu rom shalapamin boim shnei bnei adam boim zehetzem od gam shaloi mekirim zehetzem mikodem. We see two people, sometimes they don't know each other from before, but they just click. It ever happened in your life, you know, you never met the guy before, but all of a sudden you start speaking to him, and your mama said, click. It clicks. There's a stucker collector that's like that with me. Mamish, I feel like I could sit there and talk to him for hours. Like, it just clicks. Like, where did it happen? I don't know him. He doesn't know me. He's in this community. I'm not coming. Where does it happen? Kim ata mikarv bo v'nismadu yachad u'shnem dafku yachdu ba'avarama. V'atam, what's the time? Machmashu shcheinim zeitzel zeh b'shivachsu shal Gan Eden yachad. Then Gan Eden, right, the neshamas coming down to this world. When the neshamas were sitting in Gan Eden, they were right next to each other. Now it's just the old love that they're loving in Gan Eden. Shayaben be Gan Eden. Okay, this is the normal milk speaking. It's not some flowery guy, it's some flowery, you know, smoked out hippie. This is the normal milk speaking, that the neshamas were very close in Gan Eden. And so to me, what does this have to do with us? I mean, that there's a whole predestined world, there's a whole potential world that we don't know about, but it plays effect in our every life. This explains what Rabbi Chanina Mendoza says. In Tfilas Ishkura, because it was a tefillah that was said already. It was a tefillah that was put in the world already. By who? By Hashem, when He created the world. When Hashem created the world in potential. This tefillah was... So I'm just davening a davening that it was already davened.
So it is known to your mouth.
It's known to the mouth. Meaning it's something that was already davened. It was already something that was predestined. Mawa hergel. Hainuma ishiskin la'el. This tefillah of tzaddik and this tzaddik, just like the two tzaddikim who love each other because it was they were together. So to this tefillah, to this tzaddik, it was already part of the fabric of this tzaddik that this person will give this tefillah. And he knows that it's going to be mikubel because he understands that he's just tapping in to the potential of Hashem's energy in this world. The Einish Tanus Lefan of Chalila, and there's no changing. I mean, he's not changing anything in this world. Tefillah is not changing. There's a big kash. If somebody's sick, how do you daven to Hashem to heal him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu want him to be that way. How do you daven? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for people. So what's the point of that? The point of davening is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for us to tap into that potential that you're supposed to daven for this person.
Maybe God wants you to daven.
Right.
That's
davening is, I always say that davening is like putting like a pipe. You know, there's a lot of water up here, but we need the water down here. How are we going to get the water from up there down there? Oh, we put a pipe. Okay, it brings the water down here. That's what tefillah is. It's sinur. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give more comes into this world. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's predestined in the Maisa Bereshis. What comes down to the world is dependent on us. And if the tefillah is not like shkur b'fi, familiar to me, that means the tefillah wasn't meant to be. It was never in potential. Then we know that the tefillah is going to be basically torn apart. Okay, we understand this concept. Is it 9:30 yet? Okay. Vine ikra chiyus shel tzadik yadei tefillah. The ikra chiyus of the tzadik is in the tefillah. Shaliyada he misdavik bar his bar misala. Therefore, the tzadik. By the way, the Noam Lachman Malch is considered the sefer tzadikim. The sefer Tanya is the sefer Benonim, and the Kutei Maron is the sefer Shoyim. It's not a joke. It's like a cute, like, he's always talking about the tzaddik. And by the way, so why should we read the Noam Elamel? He's talking about the tzaddik. So, okay, so we may not be constant tzaddikim, but we always have, like, sparks of tzidkus. And that's what's very important to learn Noam Elamel, for the spark of tzidkus within us. We can't call ourselves tzaddikim, that's crazy, but we do have sparks of tzidkus. And that's why we read Noam Elamel, because we do have this concept. It's like Rabbi Levine says that someone asked him, are you one of the 36? He says, do you think that there's only 36 tzaddikim out there? You know, 36 people every generation? No, there's 36 tzaddikim in the world at any given moment, but they change. This person's doing this now. He's part of the 36. That's what Rabbi Levine said to somebody. I asked his grandson if he really meant that as pshat, or like, he said he wasn't sure. Oh, it's a nice idea, though. Okay. So a tzaddik, when he's davening, what he's doing is tapping into the infiniteness of Hashem, of the way Hashem planned to create this world. Right now it gets a little bit. I can't say I understand this 100%. When Hashem created the world, et Hashemayim v'et Haaretz, it's the shemus of Hashem. Aleph Hey Vav Hey. That's one of the shemus of Hashem. Nivra Olam v'Gematria Tov. The Gematria, that's 17 Tov, which is Vayichi Yavuz. The Ikur Tvilat Tzadik Yal Hashchina Kedosha. And the Tzadik really davens not for people; he davens for the Shechina. When he's davening that someone's sick, he's davening that the Shechina is hurt that somebody is sick. That there's a Chil Hashem. He's davening. V'zeu Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. That's what it means that Yaakov was living the Eretz Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Meitzar Yam. He had Meitzar over the Yam. The Hainu Aydei Shayim Mitzar Atzal Al Golos Hashchina Nukas Yam. In Kabbalah, Yam is another word for the Shechina. Yeah. He was made tzar for the Yam. He had tzar for the Shechina. That's why it says Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, because when Yaakov was davening for the Meitzar Yam, for the covenant of the Shechina, he was Vayichi Yaakov Shvas Rishana. Shvas Rishana Perush was 17 years. She calls us here because Ein Sof B'Tchilas Abriya. Shabar Kol Anivim V'Chol Almos Aydei Hashem Hakadosh. When Hashem brought out the world, the Aleph Hey Vav Hey, that shame of Hashem represents the potential of the world, the potential of what's supposed to be in this world, which is Gematria 17, which is the 17 years of Yaakov living of a davening of the Tzar Shechina that were in Galus. The Eretz Yitzrayim, that for 17 years Yaakov was davening for the Tzar of the Shechina that were in Galus. Shu Gematria Shvasri Shebo Nivra Olam. And with that, the 17 who has created the world. So therefore, when a tzaddik is davening, he's connecting to the Shem Hashem of Aleph Hei Vav Hei. He's connected to the 17. He's connected to the Vayi Tov. When Hashem says, I created the world, and it was Tov. What does it mean, Tov? Meaning that I want it to be Tov. And when a tzaddik is davening, he's bringing out that potential into Koch. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Tov. Because and the Pasuk in Devarim says, Baruch Hashem HaShalom Yisir Tefilasi. Baruch Hashem that He did not remove my tefillah. Shanim is, what does that mean? Shanim is palel lo is yoros of many machma shiaz bekoach einsof. Baruch Hu memeli mekubelat. That's what Shalohis your tefillah mean. He didn't take my tefillah away. Rather, when I was davening, I was connecting to something much greater than me. Then, when a person's davening, they're connecting to the Shem Hashem of the infinite part of Hashem. That's one of the greatness of davening, that you're bringing out, you're being a partner to Hashem when you're davening, that you're bringing out the potential that Hashem was bringing out. V'chazdo mi'iti, v'ashaluiz tefilasi v'chaz, and He didn't take away the chesed from me. Perish v'alkozos odekar, me'achasher tefilazos b'koch einsof, nimzashen zemachmasi. Your person may feel, wow, my tefillah, I'm connecting, wow, I'm so great, and you may feel too great. That's what it says. That Hashem didn't take His chesed, because when a person's davening, he may think that I'm doing something. It's not pulati. It's my action. It's my tefillah that's creating something now. No, she really nothing is scharz, and I'm worthy to get schar in this. That really, any Yeshua that comes in this world, whether it be by a simple person or by a tzaddik davening, so what's pshat? It's Hashem is making it look like we're doing something in this world. Says Baruch Hashem Shalois Tfilas, you listen to my tefillah, but the chazamiti. What's more important that you do a chesed to us and let us take part of your creation. You can do everything alone. But the chesed is that I can daven and I can feel that I'm connecting, that you're giving me opportunity to connect to your creation. And that's Hashem, the connection to tefillah and chesed. The fact that Hashem will give us a chance to tefillah, it's chesed. Here's the main point here is that, again, the normal, most pieces from the normal Melech or hardcore chassidus, it's not to say abort, it's not to say, oh, I have a great thing to say at the Shabbos table. It's a deep, 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 deep idea. You sow the fundamental of the depths of Torah, of the Amke Torah. It's not something to be said over, but that, just to go over the justice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, He already put in potential all the tefillos of the world, and it's a condition, and that's what we have to daven, because everything is conditioned in this world. It's a condition that this person will get a refuah shleima if this certain tzaddik davens for it. And there's a bechira chafshi. We could say, I'm not going to daven. Okay, so even if it's predestined, it's not happening. That answers the pre-knowledge and bechira question. And therefore, every time we're davening, we're connecting to the potential of Hashem's creations. And that's why Yechi Yaakov. That Yaakov lived through the tefillah that he was having the Shechina for the 17 years, which is the Aleph-Ei Vav-Ei, which is the Tov that Hashem created the world with.
He says that it was easy for him, like if he knew that it was before then, he knew they lived, right? So what about the stories about like the best that like people would go to him for a bracha? He said like, I can't give it to you, and then they said come on, and then like he would like go so hard and work, and it wasn't easy for him. Like it wasn't known to his mouth. Like they say like they would look at him and he would come out and he was like white and he would like be all tired and like cried. It obviously wasn't known to him. He just worked at it so hard that he broke down the gates.
Oh, that's the famous story about Rabbi Yitzchak Walker, the first Amsham Rebbe, when the person comes to him and he says, my son is very sick, and he says, sorry. Okay. And then finally he realized, like, oh my God, like I didn't cry with that guy. So he runs and catches up to the guy and cries on him, cries all night. And the guy comes home ready to hear that his son died, and they said, no, there's a Yeshua. So when the Yeshua happened, they figured out right when they found that the Yeshua happened right when he started crying. I mean, so how do we make a story like that? So that just means that the Yeshua wasn't supposed to come out through tefillah. The Yeshua is coming through the empathy of another Jew, the crying of another Jew on someone's shoulders. So. Or it could be that to feel the shkur b'fiv. Who said this? Rav Chanina Mendoza?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to. The Baal Shem Tov is meaning. Do we feel shkur b'fiv or not? We don't know. Tzadikim. So the Baal Shem Tov had to work his way up to know shkur b'fiv. Oh, what are you kidding? The Baal Shem Tov is a big great tzaddik. Rav Chanina Mendoza. What about tonight, man?
Tonight, and I'm like.
Oh, come on! Yeah.
It's a world.
See, we just adore it. Yeah, each generation has their tzaddik. As the Baal Shem Tov heard you say that, oh, it's really hard. It's a joke. Okay. Is that a shame?